At least some conservatives and Second Amendment supporters are standing up to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Michael Quinn Sullivan of Empower Texans sent a tweet saying, whether it's Beto O'Rourke wanting to outright seize your firearms or Dan Patrick trying to manage what you do with them, it is sadly evident too many politicians are all too willing to betray our Constitution in the name of their own political power. Patrick responded, you know my plan exempts family and friends, so apparently you're fine with selling your guns to total strangers who can't pass a background check because they could be a violent felon or someone bent on mass violence. Former State Rep Matt Rinaldi of Irving got it right when he responded, Dan Patrick's proposal is a gun registry. FFLs are required to fill out ATF Form 4473 and keep them on file for 20 years. Requiring background checks for all sales would create a complete record of transfers and destroy the biggest logistical barrier to confiscation. Right. And Dana Loesch asked Patrick to explain how regulating private transfers works without establishing a gun registry. It was Obama's Justice Department that said the universal background check scheme is useless without a registry, and you got Beto Pancho specifically calling for the licensing and regulation of all guns, not just AR-15s. So whose side is Dan Patrick on when he favors a system that creates a de facto registration system? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with the news of Texas at prattontexas.com.